So the AFLW makes its return next weekend, and of course you can hear it, as you could, in the inaugural season here on ABC Radio. And we'll start with the season opener between Collingwood and Carlton, the traditional rivals. A historic moment last year when it was played in front of a full house at Prince's Park. The captain last year of the Carlton Football Club, and a familiar voice, of course, to us on the ABC. She's a member of our Saturday night team in Melbourne. Lauren Arnell joins me on Grandstand. Lauren, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Corbin. Great to talk to you.
You're a week out. What's the lead-up been like?
Oh, obviously, pre-season's been, as any pre-season is, tough going and a good hard slog, but also great fun. And we're just so excited that it's only a few sleeps away now.
Now that you know what you're in for, did the pre-season differ much from what you did 12 months earlier?
Yeah, I think there's some small changes. I guess going into last season, you just trying to find what elite means because you've been playing local footy for so long. So I think now it's you step up, I guess, physically and everything like that, but almost mentally for me it's been a bit of a take the pressure off myself a little bit because you've got a bit more experience in what's happening and probably a bit more trust in yourself.
What did you learn the first time around when you reflect on season one as a whole?
Oh, so many learnings, Corbin. It'd be hard to go into just half of them, to be honest. It's I think what we'll see is a big change coming into next year, into this season, will be the game's just going to be a hell of a lot faster. There's some more athletic bodies coming in. We've seen some more code hoppers. And I think with the increased fitness and athleticism of all the players, it's going to be a quicker game and a more skillful game. So you've got to learn to adapt. And we're just looking forward to seeing where we're tracking according to that.
And what are the rule changes, the differences this time around for the AFLW than what most footy fans would be aware of?
Yeah, so the big one, they're calling it last touch. It's actually a last possession rule. So if it's fumbled over the boundary line, it'll be a boundary throw-in. But if it's a kick that hasn't really been touched or fumbled, or if it's a handball that's just gone over the boundary line, it'll be paid a free kick to the opposition, which means there'll be less congestion. And what we see in all those situations with those boundary throw-ins in AFLW is some repeat stoppages, which really congests the game and slows it down. So we've already seen in the practice matches over last weekend that it opens up the game a fair bit, so it's exciting.
Does it feel like the competition's been going longer than it has? I sort of remember we're having the conversation in the office a few weeks ago, and it's hard to believe that last year was just season one of the AFLW, such as the, I guess, the evolution of the game in the space of 12 to 18 months.
Oh, I think it's a really good point, and I guess the marketing team takes a fair bit of responsibility for that, feeling like there's some household names around the place. But yeah, what you're alluding to as well in terms of the evolving nature of the competition and how much better these athletes are getting in just such a short amount of time, it really justifies investment in women's sport, I think.
So Lauren Arnell with us, former captain of the Carlton Football Club and, of course, member of the Grandstand AFL team on the ABC. So Carlton this year, you've been pretty active in the off-season. Who are the new faces around the club?
There's actually plenty of new faces. The big-profile ones, you'll know, Nick Stevens, obviously Collingwood's best and fairest coming to us in the trade period, as well as Taylor Harris, who was a marquee player at Brisbane. And we've got some other signings from Crosscode as well, so Madison Gay from netball and Karen Harrington in particular from WNBL are some big names, and we've got some real quality players through the draft as well. So I think our list turnover was close to a third, which is just massive, but we've got some exciting new additions coming in.
So the expectation going into season two, where have you set the bar as the football club?
Look, I think, to be honest, given that the competition's 18s, every football club will be setting the bar at a premiership, and I don't think anyone would shy away from that. We're looking for that ultimate success, as we were last year, but we fell short. So, look, I think everyone would be pretty happy with how they're tracking along, no matter what club they're in at the moment, and we just can't wait to test where we're at coming into round one on Friday night.
So Adelaide, the inaugural champs, and obviously the defending premiers into season two. Where are the big challenges coming from, do you think, this year? Who are the other clubs that you expect to be towards the top of the table?
Yeah, look, I think Melbourne, well documented, they were unlucky through missing in percentage for both men's and women's teams last year. So I think Melbourne will see their chances are going a bit higher. And I think Fremantle as well, they were unlucky through injury last year. And we saw Adelaide being really the only team who didn't suffer injuries through AFLW season one. And I think that will have a huge impact. If teams like Fremantle are able to keep a healthy list, they'll do a lot better.
All the very best, Lauren, for the year coming up. If people want to get involved and come down and watch the girls play, how do they do so?
Well, I guess the first one is Friday night, round one. The game starts at 7:45, but the club's put a lot of effort into preparations for this one, so there'll be food trucks and a big screen outside. I'd get there early, get down there. There's no ticket price, so all you have to do is rock up and enjoy the entertainment.
And to become a member, you can do so via the Carlton website, membership.carltonfc.com.au. Look forward to hearing from you on our AFL coverage throughout the year and watching you in the AFLW over the next couple of months. Lauren, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Corbin. Great to chat to you.